Years ago, entrepreneurs saw opportunities in this fledgling field and took advantage to build substantial global businesses from the fact that we really have become a Big Brother society. Now, here is the key for our purposes. Certain people within some of these companies quickly realized that the stored images had value to many others besides the original client. This is so because a camera captures many things outside of the original intent of why it was placed in a certain location. For example, aside from anything to do with the client who put the camera there, if you know someone who was at a certain place at a certain time, and you want a compromising picture of that person, chances are very good there was an electronic eye there, and that the feed exists on some server. So, in effect, employees of these companies are selling the images to people who want them for reasons unrelated to why the surveillance was conducted in the first place. Exactly. They let it be known discreetly that they can run checks for the right price, and the picture is delivered for a fee. Some have gone a step further, and the actual companies that collect this data and store it are also selling images to third parties. Apparently, the law is vague in some countries, or at least inconsistent enough about the uses that can be made of the stored information to allow sufficient wiggle room for the companies to do this. And either the original clients don't care, or more likely are unaware of these additional uses of the data. And that's where we came in. We sent one well-known server platform covering a number of countries in Europe the digitized images taken from your drawings and the photo of the woman. They ran it through every file they had. We didn't get a hit the first go-round, but we did the second.
And the hit?
Rice keyed in some commands on his computer and turned the screen around for Kuchin to see. It was only one hit, but it was better than nothing. Zurich, outside a hotel, 7 months ago, Rice explained. Kuchin sat forward and studied the picture. That was the tall man, all right.
But who is he?
We don't know yet.
Kuchin slapped the table with his palm. Then this is useless to me.
Wait, Evan, please. There's more. Look at the woman beside him. Kuchin did. She was tall, slender, and blonde. Then he noted that the woman's arm was touching Shaw's hand. He shot a glance at Rice.
They are together?
Apparently so, yes. We checked with the hotel. They would give out no information on either of them. So we next ran her photo through the image databanks.
And you got a hit.
More than that. Rice handed him a file. I know you prefer paper to digital.
Kuchin took the file but did not open it.
Her name?
Katie James.